Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of Luke chapter 20, verse 38. Jesus said, "He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Many people hope that, if God does exist, they will be able to live with him in heaven. Unfortunately for those who do not have faith in Jesus, this is a baseless hope which ends only in disaster. In contrast, Jesus helps me understand what it means to be alive to God. He also provides the assurance I need to know that I will live with him forever. Jesus' words appear to be challenging. He said, "God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." There are two implications. The first is how God views those who die. When this life comes to an end, people don't simply fade into nothingness. God still recognizes and preserves the soul, namely, the life-giving force he placed into all people. This leads to a second and greater implication. How does that soul remain alive to God? The answer is found in only one place and with only one person. In the Bible, God's word of truth for every age, he reveals the person to whom I need to hold. It is through Jesus and his precious work that I have every confidence I am alive to God. In Jesus, I escape the justice of my disobedience. I am set free from the condemnation of my sin. In Jesus, I am released from the sentence of God's eternal punishment. I am declared not guilty of all charges against me. In Jesus, I am liberated from the tyranny of death and the grave which pursue me. I will live even though my body is embraced by the dust of the earth. My confidence comes as the result of Jesus' blessed assurance. He promised, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." It is only because of Jesus' precious work and his never-failing promise that I have this confidence. I am alive to God, and I will live with him forever. O gracious God, Lord of life and death, bless me with the gift of faith which not only takes hold of eternal life, but which also holds on to the source of that life, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.